An amber blast enlivens the horizon, 1,000 feet above the valley floor. No thunder rumbles here, but eerie silence makes lightning strike the spirit to the core. Outside the far-flung cottages, men gamble. They drink, they walk their dogs, they show no care. No cloud of threat, no drop of rain to hurry the plateau sheep to shelter, but I stare as bolts of crackling light deny the darkness that hurries from the north and from the east. Beyond a final hilltop lies the valley, and there, before my eyes, all hell's released. Crackling with mad-maimed larynx comes the thunder. No longer hemmed by hills, I hear its roar, echoing round the slopes in muffled cursing, one long concussive lusty shout of war. The clouds, confined in huddled ranks, rain shrapnel on slated roofs of coldest glistening grey. Now comes the little zephyr that announces King Thunderstorm's wet ranks are on their way. Turn tail, flee downward, who will hold the hills, when sheets of flame and triple bolts of malice come clashing through the air to shake the cliffs and make a place of fear from nature's palace.